Art Access sponsors and supports art programs to build community. Last year, they began a creative aging project. They believe creativity can increase as people age.
A big part of aging was grieving, and grieving various losses of individuals, of abilities, of a job, of a type of life that is no longer available.
Elise Butterfield is the program director for Art Access and helped organize these workshops. There are two different workshops that help address grieving. The first is with Debbie Lehman. She uses writing to process grief. The second is with John Ziba. He works with veterans processing different aspects of the grief. They write poetry together.
In our culture, it's considered that there just isn't really time for grieving. I mean, there just isn't really space for it. There aren't a lot of sort of designated ways that we communally talk about or experience grief together.
In leading the workshops, Lehman has found that writing helps individuals open up to experience different emotions and perspectives.
When we share our work, people are bearing witness to your feelings of suffering, and we all realize that there's this shared humanity, and that while everybody's situation is unique, we find that, yes, in our grieving, we're all experiencing feelings of anger, guilt, regret, and it really helps with the healing process to know that we are not alone.
Lehman enjoys the growth she has seen of individuals in the workshops as they open up. While she isn't a therapist, she believes that writing in a community setting is a useful way to process grief. The next workshop, called Introduction to Poetry and Writing Through Grief, Public Reading, will be on November 18th at Art Access. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.